EcoFlight is 16 years old this year.
That's right.
You know, I'd like to know, Bruce Gordon, over the 16 years since 2002, how have you noticed public lands issues changing in the West?
Wow, I guess, right around that time it started to change because of different groups were getting involved, more diverse groups. You no longer were just conservationists being aware of some of these problems and working on them, but broad coalitions were formed working together to try to make a difference, and that includes sportsmen, ranchers, fishermen, hunters. And so the coalition was pretty powerful, and really, you know, politics aside, I guess, really understanding some of the challenges we have on our public lands and on our environment and working together, whereas years and years ago, people weren't really talking to each other a lot of times.
That's really interesting. You know, you've begun to use drones in terms of capturing video footage and photographs. Talk about why you decided to do that.
Well, we're just in the very beginning stages of that. You know, I've always had a dream of being able to use a drone and broadcast back to an auditorium filled with people who really care about these issues. You know, in an airplane, you just can't quite get enough people in that plane. And that's why we fly maybe 50 or 60% of our flights, we include press, because the issue here is education, and we want to reach as many people as possible. So the drone stage is just in its infancy, and we're seeing what uses we might be able to use it for.
Do you have any pet issues? You've been flying for 16 years. You're really involved with conserving and protecting public lands. Do you have any pet issues?
Well, I think the elephant in the room here is climate change and all these things that affect it, whether it's coal mining, which we work on extensively, or oil and gas. So I would say, you know, all of a sudden it's all about climate change. And, you know, the various issues we've been working on for all these years have contributed to that. But we feel that this is the thing that people really have to address and address quickly.
Right. Why did you decide to put EcoFlight together in 2002?
I've been doing conservation flying for over 30 years, but I really wanted to have a small, hard-hitting organization whose mission is to educate and get people, inspire people to advocate for what they really believe in, not look out the left side of the window, not look out the right side of the window, but to educate themselves on what they care about and then really do something about that.
And you've had some success. You've won some awards. EcoFlight has won some awards for its work to conserve public lands.
Yeah, we've been fortunate enough. But EcoFlight, we constantly work with other incredible organizations and people. You know, I like to call us like the Environmental Air Force, but of course you can't do anything with an Air Force alone, as we unfortunately have found out in many of our engagements of late. You need the real ground forces, if you will, and these dedicated conservationists and other people who care about their local communities and what's going on in the world have made a world of difference, and we've been fortunate enough to partner with these people and be able to bring the aerial perspective to these issues.
Well, Bruce Gordon, KDNK is in its spring membership drive. And part of what we're asking nonprofits is how does KDNK or public radio benefit EcoFlight?
I guess it benefits EcoFlight because our missions are the same. You know, most of our mission anyway. We want to educate people. And one of the few places that I go to, you know, with this vast amount of information that's available, every morning I get up and I want to hear the news. I have satellite radio in my car and I can hear this and I can hear that. But I invariably come back to KDNK and listen to NPR and the World View that's presented there. And I always consider that education. And I think it's an incredible service. It's in dire need of support with the current climate and funding problems on the national level. So I think, you know, this has to be all about on the local level, and I feel that, you know, it's a real service, I think, that the radio station brings to all of us here in the Roaring Fork Valley in particular, and, you know, I don't know how we could do without it, personally.
Bruce Gordon, Director of EcoFlight, thanks very much for taking the time, and thanks for all of the work that you do.
Well, thank you, Amy. It's nice to talk to you, and keep up the great work with you and all your colleagues.